my mama would be angry, oh. What would your mama think, pretty pretty, oh? Peggy, oh, what would your mama think if she heard my Guinness clink? Saw me marching at the rear of my soldiers, oh.
Michael J. Epstein Memorial Library, and you're listening to Freeform Radio 91.5 FM WMFO Medford.
Anyway, this tape's just going to end.
Oh, okay. Anyway, we should end it before the tape, and otherwise I get depressed.
Oh, all right.
I feel like it ran out, you know, and we were in the middle of a thought. So let's just wrap it up. Why don't you wrap it up?
Well, Tom, thanks for talking to us today.
Okay.
Your new records are Alice.
Yep.
And Blood Money.
Good deal.
On Anti Records.
Anti-Epitaph. Yeah.
Anti-Epitaph.
Yeah.
And I'm sure the folks at home will be rushing out to buy those, but which to buy?
You know, if you put a double record together, people have no choice. They got to buy them. And in this case, you know, buy one, buy them both, buy one or the other. Buy one and wait a year and buy the other one. You know, or just keep on walking.
Long neck, short leash, sweet lips are black, 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 black. Well, listen, this time you really will.
You know, if you write to your local community college, I bet you could get life experience credit for this interview.
This man, it was a Mexican.
I live in Los Angeles City, although I live in a part of the city that is now threatening to secede from Los Angeles, and I have always forsaken the political folk song, which I'm considering becoming part of the San Fernando Valley secession movement.
I wanna live in Los Angeles, and I don't want Los Angeles.
I invite all the disc jockeys to emphasize any track that they like from the record. What my liaison at the record company says, you know, doesn't necessarily have to go. We can break the rules. We can screw it all up.
Last time I talked to you, you were doing a promotional tour.
That's right.
And you were in Louisiana in a rainstorm. You called me on
we
your car phone.
We spoke by cellular phone. That was quite a conversation that we had in the middle of a sort of, you know, Cajun-style monsoon.
You can't believe where I am right now. The waters are rising so high right now in this, like, bayou. They're almost coming over the freeway. The rain is coming down so fast that you can't even see more than 50 yards in front of the car. This is totally nuts here, and I'm doing about 80. Oh, my gosh. I'm sorry. Oh, my gosh! We're gonna die.
Meet Frank Black.
This rock star stuff is great.
Do you eat a lot of beef jerky on the road? Is that a...
that's all I eat, actually. Beef jerky and, you know, orange soda. I look forward to a world of karaoke stars that appear only in the visual medium.
I'm Kurt St. Thomas. In this hour, we'll step into the eccentric world of Frank Black. We'll talk to Frank about his self-titled debut release, recorded at the Clubhouse in Burbank, California, where Mr. Black now calls home.
Burbank, California, it's a little town within a town. It's a town within Los Angeles, of course, home of Warner Brothers Studios, and Bob Hope owns basically that entire part of the city. Actually, he owns, I understand, most of the San Fernando Valley. They used to grow fruit there in the 50s, and now it's just jam-packed with houses. And but it's a nice place. It's a quiet place, or quiet compared to Hollywood. We like it out there in San Fernando Valley.
To record the album, Frank used some interesting equipment.
Well, I'll tell you this. The desk, or console, as they're sometimes called, you know, the buttons and knobs, as it were, the whole sound and vibe of the record. It was recorded on the same desk as Dark Side of the Moon.
Since these would be the first recording sessions he would conduct as a solo artist, I asked Frank if he approached the new challenge with a vision.
Well, I don't think that me, along with a million other bands out there, necessarily vision when you go and make a record. You may have a vision on paper, but really that piece of paper gets forgotten about really fast. You know, and it's just a matter of having good songs or good renditions of good songs and trying to accomplish that. And it's not so much a vision, it's just it becomes much more microscopic. It's too microscopic to have vision.
For the album, he recruited former Captain Beefheart, Snake Finger, and Pere Ubu member Eric Drew Feldman. Feldman produced the effort and played bass and keyboards as well. I asked how they hooked up.
Oh, I met him at a Pere Ubu gig in London, and I've been running into him off and on for a few years, because we both have worked with a producer named Gil Norton. We played some ping pong together here and there, and so we got hooked up at the suggestion of this producer, you know, Gil Norton.
Joey Santiago plays a little bit of guitar on the album.
Yeah, he's out on tour with me.
Yeah, with his lovely wife, Linda. They're both honeymooning on the Frank Black tour. He and I think we're both a little intimidated by playing with all these seasoned veterans, you know, like Mr. Maimone, Mr. Feldman, and Nick Vincent, who plays in the record, who's played with King of the Road, Roger Miller, Donnie Marie Osmond, John Fogerty, Brian Wilson. I mean, he's played with like all these heavy people, and he's really good. He's a heavy guy himself. Joey and I are really having a lot of fun playing with these cats. So, you know, we've known each other a real long time, a long time. And I love Joe very much, and he's a man of few words, and I appreciate that.
Eric Drew Feldman introduced Black to an old friend, Morris Tepper.
Morris Tepper played on the record. He's played with a few interesting people like Beefheart and Tom Waits and people like that. Kind of interesting, odd guitar player with his own unique vision of guitar.
He also recruited John Linnell of They Might Be Giants to play saxophone on the album, and John Flansburgh of They Might Be Giants to direct two videos.
Well, I'm big fans of them and been privileged to know them. And a couple of them, John Flansburgh and their live guy, Kurt Hoffman, plays keyboards and saxophone with them when they play live. Came and played some saxophone. Even John Flansburgh came down to have some pizza with us, and I offered him the opportunity to produce one of the tracks while he had like 2 hours to do it. But he did the videos, which was really great.
For the first video, Los Angeles, Black rented a hovercraft.
Well, I said to Flansburgh, of course, I'm talking to Mr. Flansburgh from They Might Be Giants, I said, get me a hovercraft for this video. And the gentleman, as a matter of fact, who developed that just passed away a few months ago. He's an older guy. But as the name implies, it's a craft that hovers. It doesn't use wheels or anything like that. So I'm interested in various modes of transportation. And a hovercraft is unique and unpopular.
Was it hard to drive?
It's harder than a car, and it's easier than a helicopter.
You've driven a helicopter.
Well, you know, that's how it's been described to me. I did almost flip it once.
But it looks like you're going pretty fast in the video.
They go like, you know, you can get them up to like probably like 40 miles an hour, 50 miles an hour probably. You know, as long as the artist has to like pay for half of these videos and go through this weekend process, you know, because you make them very fast, you know. You know, only a few days and you've got these catering trucks and all kinds of film trucks and light trucks, crew and everything. And you don't really get to practice making them like you do with records or concerts. And unfortunately, you know, they're really expensive and I don't have the money. Not that money is necessarily the key, but sometimes it can make the difference, I suppose. The thing is I might as well just, you know, get my own video camera out and spend about $50 and
right.
Rather than all these enormous sums of money to make these little things that aren't acting, you know. It's not really art.
I met a man. He was a good man. Sailing and shoring. Dancing the bait I can. Making me foreign. Ah, yeah.
That's Los Angeles, the first single from Frank Black's self-titled solo release. The second single, Hang On To Your Ego, is a remake of a Brian Wilson song. I asked Frank why he chose a Beach Boys tune to cover for his debut.
Yeah, I guess it's for the love of rock trivia, because that's like the extra track sort of on the CD reissue, and it's the other version of I Know There's an Answer, which Sonic Youth actually covered on some compilation, which I've never heard. And I did it for the John Peel radio program, a little solo thing I did for that a few years ago. Not a great version of it, I might add. I didn't really have the subtleties, like the correct chords, down. Mr. Feldman helped me out with that, and we did a more definitive version, I think.
Brian Wilson was asked to be in the video.
Oh, yeah, you know, he was asked, and he thought about it, and I think he didn't feel right to him, you know, which is totally fine. Just totally fine. We're glad that he even paused for only a moment to think about whether or not he would do that. That was nice of him to at least consider it. We tried to get Chris Elliott in the video. I'm a big Chris Elliott fan, of course. The only show worth watching in these modern times, Get a Life. And that was really bummed when they canceled that. But we tried to get Chris Elliott, but he was laid up with a back operation or something. But I'm hoping that at some point in my career, I'll get to work with, even indirectly, with John Candy. I'm just thinking about comedians, and John Candy, I'm a big fan. I know so many. Denver, space, the final frontier, NASA, the Soviet Space Agency, $10 million. $10 million is what he offers to NASA and to the Soviets for a ticket to ride in a spaceship. He was denied. That's basically the story. A man who has sung his song who wants to go to space. And he actually has come close in that. He is an accomplished pilot, I understand. So that's what the songs are about. Anyway, yeah. He also built a gas tank in his front yard during the oil crisis in the 70s, as I recall. Time.
If he could travel time, he would have been on time instead of making rhyme. He didn't need a band. Was a mountain man.
Oil, the national turmoil, and hiding in the soil, a singer and his spoil, just singing thanks.
Own gas tanks.
It's on the cars. Here we go.
And there's no time for the man who has sung his bar. And there's no time. And there's no time for the man called Tsar Blue, extraordinary blue. 10 million part of you saying on the news the Russians just said no. Can't go, and there's no time for the man who has sung his bar. And there's no time, and there's no time for the man called.
We'll be back
with more of Frank Black
right after this.
Lockhart from the Boston Pops, and you're listening to Tufts University Radio, WMFO 91.5 FM.
Rose held high. Hello, my name is Jim Gray, and I am a judge of the Superior Court in California and a former federal prosecutor in Los Angeles. I would like to talk to you for a moment about marijuana. Did you know that since the federal government first banned marijuana in 1937, usage in this country has actually gone up by about 4,000%? Or did you know that in the Netherlands, where adults are allowed to possess small amounts of marijuana and buy it from government-regulated businesses, fewer adults and fewer teenagers smoke marijuana than here in our country? Or that an American is arrested on marijuana charges every 38 seconds? If you are wondering if any of this makes sense, you are not alone. To find out more, contact the Marijuana Policy Project at 1-877-JOIN-MPP or visit them on the web at mpp.org. Thank you and good luck to us all.
Let us get down into another underground spiritual game. I beg. After my paso, you go they help me end down with mwah, because them go here mwah. Yeah. Ah, oh. Hey. Ah, paso. Oh, ay, 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 ay. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Ah. When the one to call, yeah. When the one to call, yeah. When the one to call, Nigerian government, them Gian Ninfe, Federal Military Government,
Federal Military Government,
for Libya, them Gian Ninfe, Liberation Council,
Liberation Council.
For Liberia, them Giam Nim, Redemptional Council.
Redemptional Council.
For Zion, them Giam Nim, Revolutionary Council.
Revolutionary Council.
Them get different names for different governments. But the correct name for them now, Soldier go, soldier come. Military government,
Soldier go,
Liberation Council,
Soldier go,
Liberia Redemption Council,
Soldier go,
Zaire Revolutionary Council,
Soldier go, soldier come,
Soldier go, soldier come. When Obasanjo and Yar'Adua shop belly full and go, them put civilian friends for there, them shout Second Republic. People we know they happy, people we know them they look. Them baptize the civilian government, then name them federal government. Me I know by their name, me I call them soldier, put soldier go. Now so our lives for Africa they roll since them say we get independence.
Soldier go.
The civilian governments where them day, the soldier they protected them.
Soldier go.
When our lives they roll too small, they go no cool head for wall.
Soldier go.
When our lives they roll too small, they go no cool head for tree. When our life zero lose small, he go no cool head for stone.
Soldier go.
When I see say our lives they roll like 1 year ball, where 1 year wind they blow from 1 year corner. I put my mouth for song, cause I could show.
Yeah, yeah. Gaga
gugu, gaga gugu.
Yeah, yeah, rolling.
Look who the man who hit the waka. run no fucking face.
Yeah, yeah, rolling.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Yeah, yeah, rolling.
I put my mouth for song. Mr. Follow, follow.
Yeah, yeah, rolling.
Mr. Follow, follow.
Yeah, yeah, rolling.
They follow, follow. Make you open eye.
Yeah, yeah, rolling.
Mr. Follow, follow.
Yeah, yeah, rolling.
They follow, follow. Make you open sense.
Yeah, yeah, rolling.
Mr. Follow, follow.
Yeah, yeah, rolling.
I put my mouth for song. Zombie, yo, oh, zombie. Zombie no go go unless you tell them to go,
yeah, yeah,
and stop.
Zombie, oh zombie.
Yeah, yeah, rolling.
Attention, quick match, left on right on the bottom, quick match.
Yeah, yeah, rolling.
Zombie, oh zombie.
Yeah, yeah, rolling.
Quick match, left on right on the bottom, quick match, left on.
Yeah, yeah, rolling.
Zombie, oh zombie.
Yeah, yeah, rolling.
I put my mouth for song. Shuffling and smiling.
Yeah, yeah, rolling.
Shuffling and smiling.
Yeah, yeah, rolling.
Every day my people they inside bus.
Yeah, yeah, rolling.
Shuffling and smiling.
Yeah, yeah, rolling.
49 sitting, 99 standing.
Yeah, yeah, rolling.
Shuffling and smiling.
Yeah, yeah, rolling.
Then they faint, then they wake it like cock.
Yeah, yeah, rolling.
Coughing and smiling.
Yeah, yeah, rolling.
Every day not the same thing.
Yeah, yeah, rolling.
Coughing and smiling.
Yeah, yeah, rolling.
I put my mouth for song. Unknown soldier.
Yeah, yeah, rolling.
Unknown soldier.
circle, surrounded by your so-called friends. You're caught in a vicious circle, and it looks like it will never end. 'Cause some people think that they like problems, and some people think that they don't. And for everybody who says yes, there's somebody who's staring, saying don't. You're caught in a vicious circle, surrounded by your so-called friends. In a vicious circle, and it looks like it will just never end. 'Cause some people think that it's nerves, and some people think that it's not, and some people think that it's things that you do, and others think that you were cold.
Everybody, we're the Beachcombovers, and you're listening to Crash Course for the Ravers with Brian Young on WMFO Medford.
just tell you how I feel. Now you know my love is real. You could shelter me, take me home and make me tea. You may find me insecure. Now I always will be sure. I never dream of leaving you. I got a feeling you would too. Slipped in your
By then they were surrounded. By dawn they all were dead. I heard this from the old transit. Kept talking. I thought I heard him say he used to ride the Santa Fe before the tracks were laid. A nasty wind was blowing through the gates of Eden Park. One was swinging and one was hanging, and the streetlights all were dark. It crawled along the boulevard with two wheels on the grass. That old Trans Am was dying hard, but still had lots of gas. The Golden Gate was open wide, the sun came shining through. Where once the angels stood and cried, everything was new. Filled with dealers, everything was free. Before the competition, ahead of all the rest, the product was presented. It clearly was the best. The power link was ruptured. The hotel shook and rolled. The old Trans Am just bounced around. Took another road. An old friend showed up at the door, the mileposts flying by. He said, come on. I said, what for? He said, I'll show you why. I got a call from north of here. They said some girls broke down. There's good money in it for you and me if we can get her.